Welcome, everyone, to episode 2 of the Bon Bon Show. Today is January 26th, 2025. I am one of your hosts, Aaron. I'm currently battling a little cold, which is quite fitting for this episode. Today, we have a pretty cool show for you, so I'm looking forward to chatting with Kirk about our frosty little topic.
Hello to our wonderful listeners, and you too, Aaron. I hope you get over your little cold soon.
Thanks,
emphasis
buddy.
On cold.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is episode 2 of the Bon Bon Show, and today we'd like to have fun talking about winter in Jamaica, winter in Canada, and winter in Japan, plus a little bit of what we love or hate about winter. But before we get into the episode, tell us what you've been up to this week, Aaron.
Thanks, Kirk. Yeah, I think this week was a pretty usual, normal week for me. Those typical shenanigans currently is looking after my son. So we've been doing swimming lessons and library visits and nap time in the afternoon after lunch and going for walks. But outside of that, something out of the ordinary was that a new Japanese family restaurant opened up quite close to where I live recently. And so the opportunity came to take my wife and our one-year-old son to go check it out just a couple of days ago, actually. It's still so new that you can still smell the new paint and all of that plastic stuff and whatever else goes into making a restaurant. It still has that new, fresh smell to it. And so we went as soon as it opened. It opens at 11, and based on feedback that I've been hearing, it gets busy really fast and it stays extremely busy for the entire day just because it is so new and everyone wants to check it out. So we thought, yeah, we better go for 11, and 11 works well for us because we get to beat the rush and also get home for nap time. So the concept is more family shareables, small dishes that the aim is to just order lots of different things, and so you can try more food with everyone that's sitting at your table. There's also a few solo dishes that you can buy, such as like ramen and other types of soup. So if you're not into sharing your food with other people and you just want to eat your own thing, of course you can do that too. But the menu has kind of been made to be a more shareable style. So some of the things that we ordered were miso soup, some toro sashimi, karaage, edamame, some salmon sushi, and some shake fries, chashu don, and even some yam tempura. So sounds like a lot of food, but as I mentioned, the portion size were smaller, so we actually were able to eat everything. And we were just the right kind of full, not too much, where our stomachs were aching, so it was a perfect amount of food for us.
That sounds like a lot of food, man. A lot of food.
It was a lot of food. We did have a friend with us as well, so it was 3 adults and a baby. So
okay.
I think if it was just 2 adults, we probably would have ordered a little bit less, but because we did have that third adult, it was it was a good amount of food for the table.
Nice.
Yeah, something a little bit cool and unique about this particular restaurant is that they had like a little treat market, like a concession stand almost, themed Ooh. For Japanese goods, of course. So you could buy like little snacks, drinks. But I didn't think they would do this, but they sell like Gundam models and like Pokemon
Wow.
figures and Pokemon cards. So trying to get the kids and maybe even some of the adults to spend more of their money when they're visiting the restaurant. But you can also buy things like bento boxes and onigiri, which was really cool. So the concept of the restaurant and the decor was quite nice. It had the view of Mount Fuji from, I guess, that very famous Mount Fuji picturesque background when in Yamanashi Ken that everyone Ooh. Sees of the pagoda overlooking, or not overlooking, but in front of the Mount Fuji. So that was one of the decor walls, and there was like a sakura tree in the middle of the restaurant, a fake one, of course, that people could sit underneath, and it was created like a really nice atmosphere. So in terms of that, it was a pleasant experience to be there. I think the downside was that the food was just okay at this time. I think maybe because it was brand new, all the staff were training and learning the menu and getting used to how everything works at the restaurant. I think the food was probably not as good as it could have been. So I think I'll
Yeah,
probably
Mr.
wait
Food
a while.
Connoisseur. Mr. I've
Yeah.
been to Japan 20 times and I know what karaage should taste like.
I
Oh
think
my
I get a little
God.
bit pick. Yeah, I get a little bit picky when I go to Japanese restaurants at home here.
Yeah, when
Mainly
I
just
was in
because.
Hokkaido, the salmon sushi was made by so and so.
Everyone's tired of listening to Aaron talk about how it's better in Japan. Yep, that's the true story. So I will definitely return at some point, but I'm going to give it a little bit of time before I do, just to see if, everything kind of improves in its quality. But the cool thing was that the kids' meal was only like $2.50 Canadian. So to go there with your family, and if you're on a budget, I think it was really affordable for families to go to, and treat their kids to a restaurant meal without breaking the bank. So I definitely applaud them for making a family restaurant that's not too pricey, because typically at home here, Japanese food is seen as like a premium restaurant experience. So it's hard to
Yeah,
find
same in
Japanese food
Jamaica.
that's, it's hard to find it affordable. And so this restaurant, I feel like, is trying to be more on the affordable side, which is cool. But I wish we could
Nice,
get more
nice.
affordable Japanese restaurants at home here. But it is what it is. So yeah, that was the little thing that I got to try this week. What about you, Kirk? Anything new this week, or anything catch your eye that you found interesting?
Well, this past week had the usual uni-related stuff. I did a practice midterm presentation before the real thing next month, and got some awesome advice and feedback from my academic supervisor and colleagues on how to improve before the real thing. Sorry, my week wasn't as cool as yours,
Oh
going to
no, yours.
restaurants and being a
You're doing some
yeah.
really important stuff here. I think your presentation, is it, in terms of how it's going real time, are you getting the feedback real time, and is it interrupting your speech, or they let you finish completely and then give all your feedback at the very end?
Yeah, it's they don't interrupt. We do the full presentation and then there's like a Q&A session after
Oh, okay.
the presentation itself, as it will be in the quote unquote real one. So it was
Excellent.
a good experience. I really learned a lot. Like I've, kind of gotten so used to doing my research and learning about different things. So like a year plus, I feel like a year and a half now, I can't believe it later. It's so interesting how I knew nothing about most of this stuff going in, but now I'm like, oh ha ha, I understand that question. I know what this means and I know how to respond this way. So it's like self-growth and development for me doing these presentations and like going through my research and stuff.
Now you're senpai. You could almost maybe start another podcast
The Bonbon Show is just enough podcast in my life. We
Yeah.
shall see.
Excellent.
But on the gaming side though, other than like graduate school stuff, I was really impressed by the Xbox Developer Show, I think they call it. That was done a few days ago. It focused on like some really cool upcoming games for early part of 2025. Clair Obscur Expedition 33 really looks like it's gonna be a great game, and I'm gonna definitely
Oh
pick that up
yes.
day one. I know you like it too.
Oh yeah, I'm so stoked for that game. Oh well, that'll be probably a topic for another day, but yeah, very, very excited.
Yeah, we need to do a podcast show about the games that we are looking forward to or enjoying in 2025.
100%.
Yeah, Doom, The Dark Ages, and Ninja Gaiden 4 also look so freaking
Ooh.
epic as well. And I'm sure we'll have lots of opportunities to talk about those and other games in upcoming episodes. But yeah, I'm really excited about gaming in 2025 and streaming on Twitch and just like really enjoying some wonderful video games. So yeah, that was kind of like what are some of the highlights from my week.
Awesome. Yeah, I heard about the Xbox. developer show. But the only thing I seen out of that was the trailers and some of the information for Expedition 33. I actually didn't know that more was released until after the fact, when I was talking with you and reading some other articles that Xbox did more of a show about other games that you mentioned, like Doom and Ninja Gaiden. So that's really cool. So yeah, 2025 shaping up to be an awesome gaming year. And yeah, topics for future podcasts. So stay tuned for that.
Yep, yep.
Just getting into our major topic for today, we wanted to just kind of introduce and chat about winter. Kirk and I like to go back and forth about bugging each other about how winter is awesome and how winter is potentially not terrible. That awesome. I'm on the I love winter side of the fence, and Kirk is I like looking at winter, but I don't like experiencing winter. That's where exactly. He likes to stand. So yes. We thought it'd be cool to chat about winter today, just briefly about where we're from originally, and then our joint interest in Japan, since we both have interest with winters there. So let's get started about our fun and cool winter discussion. So Kirk, what is What's winter up? Like in Jamaica? Do you get snow there?
Is that a trick question? I thought we experienced global warming, not a new ice age. Well, technically, or should I say meteorologically, there is no winter in Jamaica. December and January is, I would say, an important time for Jamaicans, though, as we got like the Christmas and the New Year's holidays. And this is usually a time, like, you know, other countries, is time for families to get together. So like family and friends from abroad will usually come back home to Jamaica, and it's definitely about like family, food, and frolicking.
Ooh, the old-fashioned frolicking, I see.
Yes, I'm coining that term. Copyright 2025 Bonbon Show. The three F's of winter in Jamaica. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so Christmas dinner and like various parties is a big deal. And I think I read somewhere, I don't know, a couple of years ago, that like Boxing Day, which is the day after Christmas for or non-Canadian and Jamaican and other countries that celebrate Boxing Day. The day after Christmas is like the biggest beach day in Jamaica.
Oh, that's
and,
so cool.
Yeah, in parts of Japan that I've lived, there is like a 3-month window that you can go to the beach from like June to September. Mm-hmm. And like, I remember when I just arrived in Japan, like the concept of a beach season was quite foreign to me, because like in Jamaica, we go to the beach any day, even at night, 365 days a year. Every day is a potential beach day. Overall, air quotes, winter in Jamaica is a vibe, and I really miss it, because it's been almost a decade. Like writing the notes for this episode, I realized that I've not experienced Christmas and New Year's in Jamaica for almost a decade. No freezing temperatures, no dark, dank, depressing days. Just great weather and a great time with family, food, and friends.
Oh man, that sounds so lovely. Do you have any plans to go and experience a beach day back in Jamaica in the future? Or it's
definitely
just on the bucket list? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Once I get done with grad school and hopefully get a job or whatever happens, I definitely want to do a trip home. Usually I visit in the summer time, because again, I was an educator, so like July, August, September usually when I go home. But like, I don't know, maybe the next trip I can make it for December, January, I can probably escape some of the winter in Japan. But we'll see. But yeah, what about you, Mr. I Love Winter? What is winter in Canada like?
I think, yeah, over the years, especially like the last few years, and maybe it's just recency of experiencing those winters, but I feel like winter has changed quite a bit, mainly probably because of climate change. I would suspect, but I remember being a kid, and that when snow fell in late October, early November, the snow never left the ground until the spring, which was typically March and April. And the thing here was, will snow fall by Halloween? So October 31st, will snow fall by Halloween, or will be after? Will you have to go trick or treating in your snowsuit, or will you be able to wear your costume? That's always, a question on everyone's minds. But I feel like lately, nowadays, we don't get a lot of snow by the end of October, and we're waiting till November to get snow.
I
And
see.
so seeing random warm days, 0 degrees or above, was it felt like a very super random unicorn event. It never happened as a kid. But nowadays, even this week in January, like middle end of January, as we're recording this on the 26th, like today was, just below zero. But we've had days this week that was above zero. And as a kid, like that never happened. So things are changing. So it's creating just, I guess, maybe some fear and anxiety almost in me, seeing a winter time where you were used to, minus 10, minus 15, minus 20 degrees, snowing more often, and now it's
And
not
this is
snowing as much.
Celsius for our American friends.
Yes, everything's in Celsius. I don't know what it is in Fahrenheit. Don't ask me. I only know Fahrenheit when it comes to using the oven, because our ovens are in Fahrenheit for whatever reason. But yeah, on a lighter note, I think when the snow does fall, and it still falls, a decent amount, and the temperature is just right, I'd say a good temperature for a winter day here is like minus 10. You can still enjoy being outside, but it's not too, you're not too cold where your face is freezing or your toes and your fingers are freezing. As long as you're geared properly, I think it's a beautiful time. Especially when it's the Christmas season, especially, like you were talking about, Kirk, seeing friends around Christmas and family. Christmas with snow just seems so weird. If we didn't have snow, so being able to see snow at Christmas and go tobogganing, sledding with your friends and family was always a memorable time for me. My birthday is in wintertime. My birthday's in January, so I was always doing outdoor sports in the wintertime, like skating and sledding and just making snowmen, building forts. All that
Ooh,
stuff was
look at
what
you,
my
Mister.
childhood
I
was
was
like.
born in the winter.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm not as much of a winter person as other Canadians are. I used to snowboard and ski, not so much anymore. I feel like as I've gotten older, I don't like it as much, but I still like being outdoors. And so, if you do enjoy winter sports, Canada is definitely a great place to go, since we've got the Rocky Mountains and other types of great places to explore nature. And then, yeah, we always get cold snaps in Canada. Especially where I am in Alberta, it's not rare for us to see minus 30 degree weather or even colder for, a week or two at a time.
Oh my
And
God. Sounds like
man,
hell.
when frozen over, yeah, sometimes we're like the coldest place on the earth for, a day or two, which is just crazy to think about. And when you mix in like the really cold days with really short days in terms of sunlight, it's a good thing we have things like gaming and reading books to keep us busy, because no one wants to be outside doing anything when it's that cold. You're literally just like, stay inside for as much as possible, and you jump out of your car if you're going anywhere, and you're running into a store, because yeah, no one is doing
Oh my
anything
God.
outside.
And you
So
like this? Oh my
it's
God.
amazing.
We should evacuate Canada between December and February.
We're all coming to Jamaica for your beach parties, day and
Let's
night parties.
go. Only like 200,000 people live in Canada anyway.
Yeah, that's about right. So, yeah, the winter in Canada is very varied for sure. We have places like Vancouver where it does snow, but it tends to melt, and they just mainly get, rainy days. But the majority of the country will see snow that sticks around, and you're just living in it for months on end. And then, the far north that you go, then things change quite vastly. But yeah, I think, when you're growing up in the wintertime and you're used to it, you create a unique bond between you and Mother Nature and what winter provides. So it's kind of like a love-hate relationship, I think. There's some good and there's some bad. But overall, it can be a very pleasant time. It's mostly bad. Yeah. talking about now that we have Jamaica and Canada, it gives you a general perspective on what it's like in those two areas. Something in common that both Kirk and I share is we've had some time living in Japan. So we've spent time living through winters, multiple winters. Kirk a little bit more than I have. But what's winter like? Unfortunately for you, you've had to spend winter there. Too bad you couldn't just vacate for months, go to Jamaica, hang out on the beach, and then just come back when it's, you know, springtime again. Maybe someday. But what's winter been like for you in Japan where you've been living? And just springboarding off that, what are some of the things that you've loved and hate about winter in Japan in general?
Interesting. All right, let me see. I have experienced about, I think, 8 winters in Japan now. And I swear, every single one has been, like, different in terms of, like, the weather and the temperatures. Again, maybe it's global warming, I'm not sure. Like, I was so unprepared for my first winter here in Japan. And, like... Oh my God, the shock of the cold and the snow and I really wanted to pack my bags and go home.
Like, were you just unprepared? What was the unprepared part for you? Just the mental shift, or was it the actual items and gear? You just felt like you didn't
every
have the proper
single
gear.
Way. Mentally, I was not prepared. Gear wise, I was not prepared. I feel like I got poor information about what winter in Japan, at least the area in Shimane that I was living in, was like. But to be fair, like, there was like the most snow, they had the most snow in like 40 years, my first winter in Shimane. So I guess maybe other winters were like, it was described to me, but it was like, oh, you're on an island. It doesn't really snow much. It melts in half a day. Doesn't really get that cold. You'll be fine. So that's what I thought. Like, oh, I'm going to experience my first winter ever. I'm so excited. And then it was just like snowing from like early December all the way to February. Like, there were very few days that ice was not like almost knee high.
Sounds beautiful.
On the ground. No, it wasn't.
Sounds majestic.
I didn't have the right type of gear. I didn't have like proper like boots or like a heavy jacket. And I still had to go to work every day. It was like, oh my God. But yeah, I learned that even if there is a snowstorm, a nuclear Armageddon, or a zombie apocalypse in Japan, you have to show up for work. But admittedly, I feel like I've gotten more used to wintertime here in Japan as the years have gone by, because it's been so kind of like different every year. My biggest challenge now is not so much the temperatures, but like the darkness, you know. I would say that's something I hate about winter, coming to the second half of your question. Like, I'm very much a solar powered person. If the sun
Wait,
is
you
out,
have solar panels on you? I never knew you had solar panels
in my melanated skin. Oh my God, I can't say words. But if the sun is out, I am full of energy. Once the sun goes down, my energy levels go down with it. And it does not help that we not only get less sunlight during the winter, but it's so cloudy and dank usually.
Yeah.
If there's anything I like about winter, let me think. I have to think so hard.
There's got to be at least one thing. Come on, man.
I do like the winter fruits, especially here in Japan. Like, I do like the really tasty apples, the persimmons or kaki, as they call it here in Japan, the kiwis, and all the different types of citrus, especially mikan, are all so good. Like I'm big on winter fruits. I also do like the snow, believe it or not. I do like looking at it through a window from somewhere warm and cozy. You know, I don't want to be in it. I don't want to touch it. I want to sleigh. I don't want to do anything to the snow. I just want to look at it from the warmth of my home through a big window. Yeah, I don't want to be cold and miserable. I always tell my friends that my secret to staying warm in the winter is to not get cold. So yeah. But enough of my winter hate. Let's see what the resident winter lover Aaron thinks about winter in Japan, and also what he loves or hates, if there's anything, about the season.
I'm just imagining Kirk's like peak top gear that he would need to wear would be something like, was it from Star Wars where they had like the flame troopers? You would
Definitely.
need to like wear a flame trooper outfit and then just melt all of the snow in front of you and behind you and from side to side, and so you were constantly surrounded by dry
Exactly.
ground. Just burn and melt the snow away forever.
I'd crawl into that flamethrower. I'll be the flamethrower. I'll just be like a big ball of fire walking through the streets.
Human torch style. Flame on! Excellent. Yeah, for me, I've got 3 winters under my belt in Japan. So 2 of them were in Hokkaido when I was living there, and then one was in Aichi Prefecture when I was doing a short study abroad, but that also took part during the winter. So I got to
Nice,
see two
nice.
different flavors of Japan during the winter time. I think Hokkaido resembles Alberta, where I live, quite a lot. What I didn't realize when I got there was just how much more snow there was going to be. I always thought, oh, I'm from Alberta, like we get lots of snow, right? Like, yeah, I think not having the perspective of living elsewhere in the winter before, I thought it was a lot. But having moved and lived in Hokkaido for 2 winters, I suddenly realized that what Albertans complained of a lot of snow was not a lot of snow at all.
Wow. Sounds like
Beside
hell.
my, yeah, no, it was beautiful. It was so magical. I'm going to repeat that constantly. But I think when I was shoveling and putting the snow somewhere beside my car in Hokkaido, the snow quickly got, over 6 feet, where I had to start shoveling snow with those giant big scooper shovels and finding other places to deposit the snow, because there was just no way I was lifting the snow 6 feet above my head and throwing it further and further back. That's how much snow we got. Snow shoveling became like a pastime of mine when I was living there, because it snowed almost every day, and it wasn't just a little bit of snow, it was a lot of snow. But luckily, the weather there was not as cold. So, being used to like -30 degree weather, -40 with the wind chill, I never
Oh my
experienced any
God.
temperatures like that in Hokkaido. I would say it's like -10, -15. So comparatively, for me, that was so doable. That was like, you're warm. So that was really nice from that
You're
perspective.
broken,
So.
man. You're broken. Minus 15 is warm. I don't think I've experienced minus, the lowest I've experienced was like -7. But anyway, continue, you crazy
Oh,
person.
that's so cozy. Just need a light jacket outside. It's
Know,
funny
that's
to
t-shirt
hear
weather.
about, yeah. Actually, for some Canadians, it's t-shirt and shorts weather, and I kid you not, when Canadians are get used to the really cold weather at say -30, if you're living in that for a week or two, when it jumps up to -10, -5, you'll see Canadians in shorts and t-shirts outside, like going from their car to the grocery store or short walk,
Oh my
because
God.
that jump in temperature makes it feel like so much warmer to you. So yeah, it's kind of funny to see. You won't see me in shorts and t-shirt out that weather, but there are other people that will do it for sure. Like I when it was snowing out a couple of days ago, we saw some dude walking home from school in sandals.
He
It's
doesn't
like
like his
minus 10
toes,
outside in
apparently.
sandals. Yeah, like just Canadians do funny things in the winter, so it's funny to laugh at. I didn't really see people do that in Hokkaido, though. I think everyone was geared up, wearing their boots, wearing their jackets, their snow pants. They were very like proper about how they geared up for winter. The last thing I want to say about Hokkaido weather or winters is that if you love any like outdoor sports, winter sports, then it's an awesome place to be, especially if you like mountain snow sports like skiing or snowboarding. You're just going to have so much fun there. So totally recommend it as a place to visit if you were into winter sports at all. I think for me, what I love about winter is just the magic. And I've said magical a number of times. And I think I get this really refreshed type of feeling when I look at fresh snow. You know, it might be, you know, maybe yesterday wasn't the greatest of days, but it snowed overnight. When you go outside and you just see everything covered in a fresh layer of snow, it's like starting that day anew, like mentally and like visually, everything is just like kind of reset. Until everyone walks over everything and it gets all screwed up and it's not beautiful anymore. And you gotta wait for the next snowfall. But there's always been a comic panel that's really resonated with me as a kid from Calvin and Hobbes. And I just wanted to quote that really quickly because it really sets the image and what I'm trying to kind of relay to you as the listener. And I'll just read it really briefly. So it starts with Calvin saying, "Wow, it really snowed last night. Isn't it wonderful?" And Hobbes says, "Everything familiar has disappeared. The world looks brand new." Calvin replies, "A new year, a fresh, clean start." And Hobbes says, "It's like having a big white sheet of paper to draw on." Calvin replies, "A day full of possibilities." "It's a magical world, Hobbes, old buddy. Let's go exploring." So for me, that's kind of how I look at just a winter day or just seeing a new place, is that everything's fresh, everything's new, and you can just set out one foot forward and just start exploring. And
Oh
so
my
that's kind
God.
of how I think about winter and new snowfall and everything like that. So that's kind of what I like to think of.
The winter philosopher, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's me. No, shout out to Bill Watterson for his wonderful comic. But just to wrap up, what I might not like so much about winter is that the
Woo!
driving
Finally, the good
part.
stuff.
Yeah, the driving in winter is not so fun. I think I don't have too much of a problem with it myself, but my trust in other people driving around me is at absolute zero.
Ha ha ha.
Just seeing things of what people try to pull off on the winter roads just blows me away. Like things that you shouldn't even do on summertime roads are things people will try to do on winter roads when they're icy and the snow's blowing and it's cold. People's car tires aren't the greatest, so that just drives me bonkers. So that's my little winter rant, is just winter driving can be a pain. It can be slow. It can be a little bit more stressful. I would say sometimes a lot stressful. And sometimes you should probably just stay at home. And that's what I like to do,
Oh.
especially on those days. If I don't need to go anywhere, then I ain't going anywhere, and I'll just walk and just enjoy the fresh snow. So that's the
Nice,
thing that
nice,
gets me the
nice.
that irks me the most about winter, is that those dang drivers. Rawr, that's
Yeah,
my
I can
old.
hear you road raging,
Yeah.
screaming at people on the freeway and stuff.
Yeah, but generally we try to, or I try to, enjoy the most of it as much as we can. Because who knows, with climate change, things are changing and our winters are might be a thing of the past. I hope not. Hopefully we always have a nice winter to look forward to. So with that, winter is quite a divisive topic. I know it brings people together in either their love and passion for snow and winter sports and all the fun things that come with winter, like Christmas and New Year's and all the festivals and snowshoeing and making snowmen. But it also brings people together for their dislike for it as well, and
Yes,
all
now
those
you're
things that
talking.
drive us crazy. And
Yes.
especially in Kirk's case, when he wants to completely avoid it and just watch it happen from his mirror or his window and wait for the snow to melt and so he can come outside and run around again.
Yes, if you guys ever see me in Hokkaido in the winter, I
It'll
am not
happen.
happy. I'm not sane. I've been captured. That's like Like, call the police. Like, no, thank you. Hokkaido or Canada for that matter. Sorry, in
Oi.
the
Hey.
winter. But
It's our goal
thank you
one
guys.
day to get Kirk into the winter time, the true winter of the North. Winter is
We shall
coming, my
see.
friend.
We shall
It's
see.
coming for
We shall
you.
see. This is not what's it called? Game of Thrones. Winter is
No.
coming. But yeah,
Winter is
thank you
leaving.
guys for listening to episode 2 of the Bonbon Show. Aaron and I had a good time, having fun bringing this episode to you. Again, I want to remind you that we've got the Bonbon Show available on all the popular podcasting platforms. Our primary platform, though, is YouTube. So please subscribe over there. We also have it on iTunes, Amazon Music, and Spotify. I guess those are the other popular spots. So yeah, want to take us out, Aaron?
Yeah, stay cool, everyone. Or in Kirk's case, stay warm.